The psychedelic revolution is here. If you want to integrate your visionary experiences into your purpose, get clear on your entrepreneurial path, and help people while you do what you love, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to The Psychedelic Entrepreneur, Medicine for These Times. I'm your host, Beth Weinstein. I'm a spiritual business coach, three-time entrepreneur, and a lifelong student of psychedelics and sacred plant medicines. You carry your own unique medicine, and your medicine is what we need for these times. This podcast will help you to share your medicine so you can create transformation in the world. Listen in on conversations with psychedelic leaders, changemakers, and conscious entrepreneurs who are living proof that a better world is possible when you follow your heart and live in alignment with your soul. Welcome back to Medicine for These Times. Before we begin, I just want to remind you, you can download one of my free trainings right here in the show notes, or get my Align Abundance Pay What You Wish Masterclass for $11 or Pay What You Wish. And I'm going to be talking about that right now. So last night I was reading up on my gene keys once again. I don't know, for those of you who've been studying your gene keys, I've been studying mine for, I think, about 4 years now. And it's always really good to revisit each key and just kind of get reinvigorated about your purpose in the world, your life's path. I love to revisit mine because they just keep unfolding in different ways. One of my main gene keys, my life purpose key, is gene key 55, which is all about the transmutation of fear into freedom. And it's really interesting. I obviously don't promote myself as a coach who's here to get people out of fear. But in the nearly 10 years that I've been coaching hundreds and hundreds of clients, this is the number one thing that I come up against. Fear is part of the human condition, unfortunately. But then again, it makes things interesting, right? And it comes up so much when people are starting up businesses or growing their businesses or stepping into being seen in a bigger way or really coming into their current purpose of what they're here to do in the world. And one of the biggest struggles that is all fear-based is around scarcity and money. And I am going to talk about that now while I offer my Pay What You Wish masterclass called Align Abundance. So I offered this live last year. I'm actually going to offer another version of it live, I think, in October. So please join my email list so you can be notified when that is open. And I ironically had my own fear about doing this masterclass, although it was coming through me for many years. As someone who's been coaching, like I said, many clients for many years around business, around receiving more, about, you know, asking clients for what it is that they want, money has always been a part of the work that I've done. I mean, it's integrated into business and what we're calling business here in this current, stage of capitalism that we're in. And I created this masterclass because this has been coming through so strong. And I really wanted to start bringing this out there to the world and sharing what I've seen over the years that helps really shift my clients out of the fear-based state that they're in into a place of receiving and allowing in more abundance. And I'm telling you, as someone who's been coaching people for this long, I have seen miracles out there. It makes me so happy when I witness like the money out of the blue or the client that's paying, top dollar, or just the magic that comes in with my clients. And very often it has nothing to do with their work that they're doing. It very often has to do with who they're being and what the inner work that they've been doing. And for many years, I've been blatantly telling my clients pretty much on day one, look, everything you want is actually from the inside. People come to me because they think that there's some strategy that they can have that will just make them the money they want. And yes, the approach I take and what I still believe in is that it does take a certain amount of being here, grounded and embodied in the earth plane and showing up in the world. Yes, it doesn't have to mean that you post on social media. I mean, honestly, I'm not even into social media that much, and I've had a pretty successful business for at least 7 out of those 9 years. The first 2 years were, they were actually successful, but they were not what I would call, they weren't as much as I would like to make, let's just say that. But I guess in the grand scheme of the coaching industry, I was successful from day one. But what I have seen is, you know, when people talk about these abundance blocks, it sounds so cliche. You know, people throw this around like, I must be blocked or I have a money block. But, you know, have you ever stopped to look at what is a block? What are you even calling a block? Do you know what that is? You know, it's just this language that people use. But in the end, like, unless you're actually doing the deeper digging work to clear out these blocks, nothing's really going to shift. You know, we are able, gifted as humans to be creative beings. We are in our nature creative beings. We have created this world that we see in every single aspect. And I will argue even all the bad aspects. And a huge point that I want to make is that it all starts from within you. Right now in the world, we are noticing and witnessing so many people pointing the finger externally at people or governments or systems that have control over their lives and are externally, you know, being a victim of all these outside factors. But the reality is, the world that you live in, the reality that you experience is all created within. And when someone says that they're struggling with money or, you know, I'm going to use some examples that I see a lot with my own clients. A lot of my clients come to me wanting to raise their rates or create a new program that is a higher end and maybe not just a single session, or they are starting a new business completely and they've just come from, you know, 20 years of working for other people who paid them. And so it takes this huge internal shift to up level to the next place where you want to be, especially if you have never experienced that before. And it has to be approached from a multidimensional way. So we are embodied beings inside of this human body. We are spiritual beings. We are energetic beings. And we have this wonderful thing that can also be our worst enemy, the human mind. And we are living in this this state of duality and disconnection from our inherent original source and the source of all that is, right? And I'm not even going to go into the language for that, but interpret that how you mean. So humans in general are already born into this state of, wow, I feel like unsafe. I feel like I don't belong. I feel disconnected from all that is, from the original love source. And so it's kind of like we're just born into this, already feeling unsafe, unworthy, not good enough. And I say we as just most humans, but I actually do know some humans that have never struggled with this. I would say they're extremely rare. The couple that I know, I would say there's about 2, maybe 3. They are not quite normal human beings. But you know, most of the people that are listening or that come to me, especially, by the way, if you're doing, let's say, underground work where you can't even come out in the open that much about promoting what you do because, let's say, it's not legal in most places, well, then how do you call in more abundance? And first, I'm just going to say, look, one of my old mentors many years ago had said this, and it actually didn't come from him. It came from a shaman that he worked with, said, money doesn't come from work, which is true. Money does not come from working. I think most of the world believes that it comes from working because that's what we've been programmed to believe. But if money just came from working and hard work, then why is it that nurses and teachers and, I don't know, fast food restaurant workers or, I don't know, the garbage men or manual labor, people building roads in, 95 degree weather out in the middle of the summer and like pouring concrete. Why aren't they the multimillionaires or billionaires of the earth? They're probably the hardest working people, right? But, you know, they're not making the most money. So we have to actually first really separate what is abundance, what is money, where does it come from? And separate it out from your life's work. That is actually one of the simplest steps you can do. It very often for most people takes some really deep reprogramming. But once you separate that out and you actually do your life's work because it is coming through you as your divine channel, and it is lighting you up, and it is where the excitement is and the inspiration, and you just keep following that and actually try to detach yourself from the money. That is one of the biggest, most profound steps you can take to start to clear your money blocks. That is for a lot of people that have come from working in, let's say, the corporate world or working for others for so long, that takes a lot of deprogramming, because we have essentially all been taught wrong that we must work hard and get a good job and work for others. And the more you work, the more money you make. But I think by now you've probably figured out that that was all a lie. And now this is your opportunity to start doing the deprogramming, the reprogramming work. The first step to reprogramming, though, is to start to uncover a lot of the beliefs in, first of all, in the conscious, and then digging deep into the not conscious, which some refer to as subconscious or unconscious, but the not conscious is actually slightly different. And I will thank one of my teachers for that. So I try to actually use that, because we are not conscious of what might be running the show. Otherwise, if you were conscious of it, maybe you'd have some awareness of what is blocking you. You'd have some awareness of why you don't have what it is that you want. So we're going to talk about that. And then the other thing is, what is it you do want? This is actually one of the most other profound things. When I start to work with clients, they come to me and they have all these dreams. But then when it comes down to, okay, it's, this one day in September, how many clients do you want and by what date? Or, forget the clients. How much money do you want and by what date? And it's like they freeze up. It's almost as if they can't even allow it in to even just be a thought. Especially with newer entrepreneurs, I see this all the time where people have a hard time even telling people what they're offering. And this is deep-rooted fear. And, we can't just say, oh, it's fear and get rid of it. We have to do this deeper digging work into, our entire upbringing and our ancestral lineage and beliefs that are running the show in the not conscious and the conscious realm. The easiest place to start, of course, is the conscious. I love when I catch my clients. This is one of my favorite things, and I think they love it too, because it really produces shifts, is to watch my clients and what they say, watch their language, watch their thoughts. And this happened with a client a few weeks ago, something super simple about time. It was something about time that we have together. She's a private client. And it was like, I want to make the most of our time together. And of course, all of us want to make the most of all time together, right? But at the same time, I could see this level of scarcity coming through when it comes to time. And I want to just also point out that scarcity is not just around money. It's around all of life, right? It's around not having enough time, not being in the right place at the right time, having FOMO, feeling, you're not doing this or you're not doing that, or there's not enough, or I'm not XYZ enough, pretty enough, skinny enough, old enough, young enough. I mean, I could go on and on. So a lot of this, which, by the way, is what I'm teaching in the Align Abundance Masterclass, which is a pay what you wish. I actually just lowered the minimum because I really just want this accessible for everybody. The only reason I am even charging for it is just so there's a little bit of investment so you can make sure that you actually go do it. When I give things away for free, which I have no problem doing, people don't tend to actually go and act on it. What I want you to do is pay $11 or more for this masterclass and then actually dedicate some time to it. It comes with resources, it comes with tools, and it's very interactive. So this is not just from the mind. It is mind, body, energy, all of it put together. And then actually bringing in some earth-based practices, because, I believe that that is actually one of the most potent ways to heal our money wounds. So, at the depth of what I believe causes a huge problem when it comes to receiving in abundance or more money or feeling worthy is this deep core wound of not belonging or not feeling, loved. And I actually just interviewed one of my someone who I consider a teacher, and one of my other teachers, we all know this by now because I've been studying NLP for a while, and transformational neuro-linguistic programming. And really at the root of most everything that is running the show when it comes to not having what it is that you want is a deep, and again, not conscious, like profound loyalty to someone in the field, whether it's an ancestor or your mom or your dad or, you know, some other, you know, figure. And it all comes back to not being loved and not belonging. So very often, you know, maybe it's not even in your family system. You know, usually it is. It's in the constellation of ancestors, of, you know, even past lives. I mean, who knows? And here's the thing. It is all one, right? It's like you can label it as a past life or an ancestor or whatever, but it's we're all, there is no separation, period. So then it comes back and it's like, oh, wow, you know, it's in me. It's my responsibility to handle this, to actually do the work, to look at this, bring it up to surface, and then do the change work. And yes, you can do change work with someone like me or another practitioner. And you can even just start to do these little simple tips in Align Abundance, because I do believe, yes, there's more profound work that we can do together to actually see things really manifest. But even just these little tools and tips that you get in the Align Abundance Masterclass will start to have you shift your way of believing and thinking. If you can start to uncover at least a lot of your beliefs that you are saying to yourself all the time, even if it's like conscious sometimes a little bit, but then it's like running in the unconscious and then it comes up. You know, the one, for example, one I've heard from a lot of people for many, many years is about, you know, rich people are bad, or like, I'm spiritual, I don't need to have money, right? So the I'm a spiritual being. Spiritual people, I'm okay. I don't do it for the money. I don't need money because I just want to help. You know, of course that's the case. Of course you do just want to help and you want to make a difference. But if you really want to make a difference, you also need to be well supported in some way. And maybe some of you that are saying, I don't need money, maybe you are independently wealthy and you're okay, you know, but the reality is, in order to better be of service in the world, you have to actually be well supported. You have to have whatever it takes to get you grounded and get your nervous system calm and have you feeling safe to belong here on Earth. Once that's in place, then you can better be of service. Because if we have people that are not even feeling safe in themselves, or frazzled nervous systems, or coming from a place of scarcity, if we have you serving others, and you know, it happens all the time, there are many people out there doing that, you're not really truly serving from a place of true authenticity and you as divine channel of being of the highest integrity. So that is also why this masterclass is called Align Abundance. It's all about healing the money wounds and calling in more abundance with authenticity and integrity. These are very important because it has to really be from that place of true, you know, true place success, true place of you as your embodied being and your embodied self, being able to hold the space for others in their transformation. And if you are worrying about buying food or paying the bills or your house or, you know, just even like basic needs, and then maybe, you know, let's say all your basic needs are met, but now you can't do a training or you can't go on the retreats you want to, or, you know, you want to go see someone speak across the country, or, you know, whatever it is, something that reinvests into not only your own growth and your own soul's growth, but your service, then how are you ever able to better serve? So you need to be able to have, and in this world that we're in right now, it involves money, you know, for now, we'll see what happens in the future. You have to have the resources to be able to reinvest to then make it flow back out to the clients you serve. And this is how it works. When I interviewed one of my teachers the other day, she said money is blessings. Like, she thinks of money as blessings. I have always said it's in the heart chakra. It's green. I don't think that's a coincidence. At least here in America, it's green. Maybe it's not in other countries, but actually most countries I've traveled to, there's green bills. But, you know, it is love energy. And if we start to change our beliefs and our perspective around money and abundance, we actually will start to witness it change in our own reality. So this is where you have the opportunity to shift your reality by starting to at least do these little exercises and steps to uncover, well, what is it that you're actually saying to yourself all the time? What are your beliefs around abundance and money? What are your beliefs around your worthiness, your own value? This one I hear all the time. Oh my God, I can't even tell you the amount of times I hear this. I'm afraid people aren't going to be able to pay, or people aren't, my clients won't be able to afford that. And I'm like, well, do you know all of your clients are not able to afford that? Have you seen all of their bank accounts? Like, literally, I mean, you can't assume someone's financial position to pay you just by, I don't know, looking at them or knowing where they live or whatever it is, you know? And I think that's a huge problem in our society. There's so much projection based, you know, put onto others. But if you come to your potential new client with your, you know, embodied self, with your energy, you know, like, bring your energy back into yourself and really in your center and your divine being of, you know what, I'm truly here of service and I know I'm worthy of receiving. And that's where there's a lot of disconnect, is the lack of worthiness in receiving. So this is something else we go into the Align Abundance Masterclass. And, you know, the more I hear this, it's, you know, nothing has changed in the nearly 10 years I've been coaching people. I've been hearing the same limiting beliefs over and over. And, you know, even limiting beliefs, that's so cliche these days, but they're not conscious beliefs, and some conscious beliefs that are keeping you from having what it is that you want. And it tends to be the same wounding and the same patterning running. So that's what this masterclass starts to unravel, is what is the deep money wounding and the scarcity wounding that is, you know, in your field, that is in your life. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think, as I said, most human beings have some form of wounding around feeling safe or belonging and feeling loved and worthy enough to be embodied here on earth and receive what it is that they want. So just to start taking that these first steps, and then there's some exercises that will have you walk through your, you know, this lifetime family of origin. And, you know, maybe some of you who've worked with certain medicines, plant medicines, have done, you know, seen things in your ancestral realm, or maybe you've actually worked with your ancestors, not with plant medicines, and uncovered certain patternings. You know, these are all quite important to go into and start to look at the whole constellation of your life and your lineage and what has caused you to now be stuck in a certain pattern that doesn't serve you, that actually isn't giving you what it is that you want. So I think this is a good overview of what we do in the Align Abundance Masterclass. I don't want to go into everything, because I go into everything during the masterclass itself. It is, I think last I looked, I think it's about 2 hours. There are a few PDFs, including some of my favorite abundance resources that I have seen amazing results with over the years. And I give them to you included in all this. And, you know, it is a process, I will say that. But I've been doing this long enough to see the most amazing magic shift when clients just have the intention to want to change their situation. So if you know that you're like really at the point, like, I'm sick of struggling with this, or I know I really want to raise my rates, or I know I'm worth more, or I want to expand in my life, in my service, in my abundance, you know, or just getting clients, or, you know, again, like, abundance can be interpreted in any way. You know, then I really encourage you to first make the decision to want to change it, and then $11 or pay more if you can, or if you would like to, just start to give this a try. And please reach out to me when you notice some shifts, when you notice anything changing, even if it's little. And that's actually a very important step, is to notice even just the smallest shifts in your reality and just really be in a state of awareness and gratitude and noticing, and just know that you are now in a conversation with, a higher power, and you are able to say, thank you, universe, may I have some more. Thanks for being here. Lots of love, and I will see you next week. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're feeling inspired, I'd appreciate it if you showed your love with a review. And check out my YouTube channel where you can find the video version of this podcast. You can also head to bethaweinstein.com to learn more about me and grab my free business growth trainings. Remember, you carry your own unique medicine, and your medicine is what we need for these times.